now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We are talking pop art on this week's show with an interesting mix of mid-century pop art which meets spy and a great series called Panda and Me. I've got news about a very cool reproduction sports car for the lounge Lotharios who want to mix new with old, some great articles for you to enjoy, and of course the best lounge and exotica from across the globe with a new track now which was sent to me from Steve Greaves of the SG Sound and his version of Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net. There, Bongo Nova. It's Coop Cooper with you, and we are talking mid-century pop art this week. And the gal behind the Panda and Me series,
Sandra Frimgen. And you've got these marvellous sketches of a very dashing panda who's very James Bond-like and actually is a panda spy. Tell us a little bit about how this came about, because this is a really, really kitschy, but really, really cool for the crowd that love Tiki and Lounge.
Well, thank you for loving my work, and I'm very flattered. Panda and Me is the answer to my question of, what would I do if a panda was my best friend? And my answer is, we would be spies in a 1960s Mad Men / Austin Powers world. And so each painting is just an invitation to a different adventure. I mean, in some of the paintings, we are at a tiki supper club, or we're in a hotel room breaking into a safe, or, you know, we're hanging over a volcano pit. And just, it's just everything that I love put together into these paintings. I grew up with Hello Kitty, and so I definitely love everything cute. And I always thought Hello Kitty went on all sorts of adventures, and so I wanted to have my own character that I could go on adventures with. And I decided that, oh, we should be spies in the 1960s Mad Men / Austin Powers world, because I love mid-century modern, I love Tiki, and it's just at the heart of it, I'm just exploring all the themes that I want to explore. And that's what I try to capture in every Panda and Me painting. It's just, what's going to happen next? So I rarely have paintings where the girl is just standing, looking all pinup and pretty. I mean, she's doing something.
Yeah.
It's always a moment of, this is, something's going to happen next. I don't know what. It's like a scene from a movie.
His look is different for each different picture. I mean, sometimes, you know, he's got a bit of a wry grin on his face. Sometimes he's got a bit of a cheeky grin on his face. Sometimes he's looking, you know, deadly serious. He's a real character in his own, and I just know there's something that people are going to love to have up in their pad. There is no doubt about that. If you're in a mid-century culture, you're going to love this. You know what I think, though? I do think that looking at this, that you need to market to Japan, because you're going to be massive in Japan. They will eat this up.
Well, thank you very much. It's funny that you say that, because part of my Facebook outreach is I do advertise to Facebook users in Japan, and they do love me. And when they friend me, I'm very happy, but at the same time, I can't really communicate with them because they're writing to me in Japanese, and I'm writing to them in English.
There's Google Translate for that, Sandra. There's no excuse.
Yes. I should get with the times, huh?
Absolutely. I also love the fact that if you subscribe to the Panda newsletter, you'll also do a little customized sketch for people and mail it out to them. Is that true? That's fantastic.
Yes, actually. And basically what happens is when someone subscribes to the newsletter, they tell me a little bit about themselves and sent me a photo, and then based on what they tell me and the photo they sent and the kind of adventure that they want to go on with my panda character, I come up with a little sketch for them, and then I just mail it out for free as a gift.
That's beautiful.
But it's really dependent on my schedule. I mean, when there's a big gap, I'm more than happy to do it. But then when there's tight deadlines or I'm on a commission, then I say, hey, you know, maybe a little later. But I do this because Panda and Me is so personal for me, but I also want to do Panda and You. So you and Panda go on an adventure, and it just makes me so happy when people get their picture in the mail and they say, oh my goodness, you captured everything that I love too. and as an artist, one of my goals is for everyone to own a piece of original artwork. Yeah. I know sometimes artwork is just so expensive and it seems unreachable, but that's not the case. I mean, you don't have to go to IKEA, or you don't have to buy a generic Van Gogh wall art that everybody else has. I feel that art can tell your story, and story is probably more unique than just a Mona Lisa painting. I mean, Mona Lisa's great, but I'm sure everybody has something very specific about them that they want to tell. And as an artist, I definitely want to help people tell their stories.
You're right. There is something about having an original piece of artwork in your house, even if it's just one. I mean, it's one of those things. People always will gather around a piece of artwork. And I suppose as an artist, that's... somewhat nerve-wracking knowing that this is going to go up on somebody's wall. And when this person has a party next, people will be standing around commenting on it. You know, that's the reality. That's how it happens. It's a basic primal thing. People see a picture, they gather around it, and the great thing is if you buy a piece of original art, there's a story that goes with that, just simply as the consumer.
Yes, yes. And it definitely, I mean, it's not just decoration. Sometimes a piece of art has deep significant meaning, or what I say about my panda artwork is that, you know, there's no deep psychological meaning behind any of the stuff. I mean, you just accept the mission of come on the trip with us and have a great time when you look at the painting. Just step into the party, step into the hotel room or the supper club with us, and your mission is just to smile when you see my work. But on the other hand, that doesn't mean that I don't put a lot of thought and a lot of thought into each piece. I mean, I definitely research. I do a lot of research into 1960s clothing and the jewelry and, you know, even the props at the tiki bars, like, oh, the fish lamps and the tikis. But definitely a lot of thought and research goes into each piece. But as a consumer, your job is just to come along for the ride.
I love that. I love that. Now, if you head over to the website pandaandme.com, there's a little tab there called Shop, which will take you to the Etsy shop, and you can grab some of your art. Sandra, it's been wonderful talking to you. I'm always amazed at how I end up meeting people, and it's just one of those organic things. It just seems to roll on from one thing to another thing to another person. It just always seems to happen kind of organically. So it's always a pleasure and a surprise to be able to talk to somebody wonderful once again on the radio show, which is exactly why I like doing this radio show.
Wow, well, thank you for having me, Coop. This has been a lot of fun.
Good to talk to you, Sandra.
All right, nice talking to you.
Here, you're listening to Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. This is the Cocktail Moon.
Nation, Coop Cooper, Dexter Gordon, Ghost of a Chance. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. Spring is here. The weather is spectacular in Sydney. And listeners of the Cocktail Nation know that I just love cruising in a classic sports car, the Austin Hilly Sprite. And the weather, it is beautiful. So I took a drive down the south coast last weekend to see my buddy and old neighbour, Kramer, who in the coming weeks is going to be joining me on a monthly basis to talk Euro spies. Looking forward to that. Now, there's nothing better than top-down cruising on a nice long trip. It was a pleasure to hit the road over the weekend. Of course, not everybody likes to own a classic car, and I have to admit that it's easy to spend a lot on a classic car, and sometimes they're not as reliable as a modern car. And often it can take a while to get them just right. Well, for those who want a classic mix of great style and modern reliability, you might like to purchase the new Evanta Roadster. It's starting to sound like Cocktail Nation Top Gear style. The Evanta Bachetta concept was first teased last year at the Top Marquee event in Monaco, and you'll see the final production-ready version at the Goodwood Festival. Each car, built in the 99-unit run, is going to be fitted with a 6.2-litre, 450-horsepower V8 connected to the wheels via either an automatic or manual gearbox. And it's great news because those who like a classic roadster, they don't want those little flappy paddles on the steering wheel. There are two bodies available, and we've got the Kevlar body, which is $202,000, and the aluminium version costs $267,000. And both cars are available in both left and right-hand drive. I've seen the pictures of both the convertible and the hardtop. I must say the hardtop, actually, it looks a lot like an Aston Martin DB5. The convertible version, to me, looks a little bit like a mix between an E-Type Jag and a 1962 Ferrari. Absolutely gorgeous lines. I've got the pictures up on my website, cocktailnation.net. News from across the world tab, you'll find the pictures and the articles there. But I'll tell you what, beautiful car. And to be honest, $202,000, I don't think is an awful lot of money. Because I think you can easily spend huge amounts of money on classic cars. If you were to buy an E-Type Jag right now, you're looking at anywhere from 1964 to 1970. You're still looking around about $185,000 for a really good one. And, you know, it's a classic car. Still things can go wrong. For a little bit more, you're literally buying a brand new car that you can just jump into and drive. Reliability, no problem. And these are good-looking cars. Anyway, check it out and see how much money you got in the bank. Here's Barbara Lush and So Nice.
That would be very nice. Someone to love me right. That would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand, to be a team with me. So nice. Life would be so nice if one day I'd find someone who would take my hand and samba through life with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone who will take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love and start with me. Oh yes, would be so nice. I can see you and me. That would be nice. Someone who'll take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love and start with me. That would be nice. Should it be you and me? I can see that would be nice.
The Cocktail Nation.
Wait a minute. There's something going on here. And here. And here. That one man and only one man can solve. The world is in turmoil. Frenzied diplomats turn to their computers and come up with the one individual on Earth who can snatch victory from defeat.
Cooper.
you find that you're kissing more but enjoying it less? Well, then just learn a few secrets from Bachelor in Paradise.
Donation Coop Cooper Size Enter there, the fugitive theme. Just add some new stories to the news from across the world tab that you might like to check out. Here's a few. 10 reasons why you need Sven Kirsten's new book, Tiki Pop, How to Dress Vintage Without Looking Costumey, which is something I think is always well worth thinking about if you're into wearing reproduction clothing, vintage clothing. You've got to be a little bit careful. Particularly as you get older, you can look a little bit like a clam. You've got to get the mix just right. This is an interesting article. And 9 reasons to bring back the cocktail party, which is a story that I found on Huffington Post, posted just last week, and it went absolutely nuts on as far as views is concerned and likes on the social media page of the Cocktail Nation. So it was kind of interesting. And some sad news that Richard Kyle, the 218-centimeter actor who played Jaws, the James Bond villain with the teeth of steel, remember that guy? He's died at the age of 74.
I might have guessed.
You know him?
Not socially. His name's Jaws. He kills people.
He broke his leg last week and was admitted to hospital, but it's unclear whether his death is related to the injury. He starred in dozens of movies, spanning 50 years, but of course his most notable character is Jaws. I remember seeing that for the very first time in 1977, and he was terrifying. He also returned in Moonraker. 2 years later, so 2 great Bond films, The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker. He also played Mr. Larson in Happy Gilmore in 1996 alongside Adam Sandler. He was born in Detroit. He also played bad guys in such TV shows as Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Wild Wild West and The Night Stalker. Going to be sadly missed. Time for a look at the world of swag now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Otto's Grotto, Thursdays at Forbidden Island, Alameda. Mod Palm Springs coming up in October, October 10. Jack Crosley's Lost World, second Tuesday of every month. And you can see Jack over at Otto's Shrunken Head. September 28th, the third annual Tiki Day. October 24, Jennifer Keith at the Carpenter Performing Arts Centre in Long Beach, California. Here's one to book in for New Year's Eve. The Tiki Aki Orchestra. They don't play very often, but here's a great opportunity for you to see them at Don the Beachcomber. And we've got a fantastic gig with Buddy Greco teaming up with the Martini Kings December 12th, weekend at Sinatra's, weekendatsinatras.com. September 26th, Nutty are playing. Nuttyjazz.com is their website. They're going to be playing at Vitello's Jazz and Supper Club in California. These gigs and lots more, simply check out the website cocktailnation.net. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, shoot your event. Love to hear from you. All you need to do is check out the links on my page. We've got the contact details there for you to get in touch with this Lounge Lothario. Cal Jaded Hour and Cool on the Cocktail Nation.
Life with sexier gal, groovier gimmick, and more out and out guts than anything or anyone you've ever seen.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Welcome to the Jet Age.
You see these people staring at you? They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where are you going tonight? Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation.
Took my love and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, love brings such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same since I fell for you. It's too bad, it's too sad that I'm in love with you. You loved me, then you snubbed me. But what can I do? 'Cause I'm still in love with you. I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night since I fell for you. Well, now it's too bad, it's too sad that I'm in love with you. You loved me, then you snubbed me. But what can I do? 'Cause I'm still in love with you. Well, now I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues about every night. That is since I fell for you. Well, since I fell for you, since I fell for you, since I fell for you.
Cocktail Nation, Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper, Dinah Washington, Since I Fell For You. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net, and they've got a brand new website too, well worth checking out. Chris over there has done a marvellous job giving a bit of a refurb, dusting off the cobwebs. It looks great. Congratulations, guys. Next week, we talk to Scott Menching from the Moonrays about their brand new album. Going to leave you with Dinah Crawler now and Cry Me a River. Stay hip.
You cry the whole night through. Where you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you see you're sorry. Being so untrue, where you can. then cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cry a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river.